You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm RJ Ochoa. It's Thursday, September 30th. Let's go ahead and kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. We start with the players of the week on the NFC side of the ball. Not really the ball, kind of the NFL. On offense, Los Angeles Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford. What a surprise. The Rams are undefeated. On defense, Arizona Cardinals cornerback Byron Murphy. Going to be a lot of fun this week to watch all the NFC West battles going on. On special teams, Green Bay Packers kicker Mason Crosby booted a game-winning field goal in the final moments against the San Francisco 49ers. Yeah, whatever. We don't have to talk about that anymore. Let's go to the AFC. On offense, Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen is back. Congratulations to him. On defense, this was really predictable after, you know, notching a million sacks. Cleveland Browns defensive end Myles Garrett. And on special teams, this was the most predictable one of all. You set an NFL record. You're going to win a Player of the Week award. Congratulations to Baltimore Ravens kicker Justin Tucker. Great stuff there. By the way, check out Baltimore Beatdown. They have their incredible work when it comes to kicking field goals up and running for you. So something you do not want to miss. Speaking of the Baltimore Ravens, actually, Wednesday was a very busy day for them. They activated three players off of the COVID list: Brandon Williams, Justin Madubuike, and Justin Houston. So reinforcements coming for the 2-1 Ravens that are set to take on the Denver Broncos this weekend. They also activated rookie first-round wide receiver Rashad Bateman off of injured reserve, as well as Miles Boykin. So hopefully you were smart like me and you stashed Rashad Bateman on your fantasy roster and now you'll be able to play him. So congratulations to you if you are just as smart as I am. Let's go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where everybody knows. All right, we get it. The Buccaneers are playing the Patriots on Sunday Night Football. You don't have to tell us a billion different times in a billion different ways. But the Bucs had a busy day on Wednesday. They have a new cornerback, new veteran quarterback, new Super Bowl veteran winning quarterback, if I could get those words right. Anyway, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers signed cornerback Richard Sherman to a one-year deal on Wednesday. He announced it on his podcast. Richard Sherman's obviously always been in the podcast game, had the one with Chris Collinsworth recently. Sherman, according to him on the podcast, reportedly had talks with the San Francisco 49ers and Seattle Seahawks, the two teams that he has played with to this point in his NFL career. All the reports were that he's always wanted to play with Tom Brady, so now he obviously gets the chance to do that. We'll see if he plays on Sunday against the New England Patriots. Everybody obviously referenced the "you mad bro" thing. Again, that was 9 years ago, people. We can move on. But what goes up must come down to the NFL. If you put somebody new on your roster, you have to take somebody off. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers placed wide receiver Scotty Miller on injured reserve. Scotty obviously is a great slot option for them when healthy, but it seems like the Bucs are getting reinforcements there, because head coach Bruce Arians noted on Wednesday that Antonio Brown would be back on Thursday. Brown missed last week's game after being on the COVID list. Let's go to the Tennessee Titans, who might be without some wide receivers themselves, and that's right, plural, wide receivers. They could be without both Julio Jones and AJ Brown against the Jets, which, man, imagine trying to beat the Jets without, you know, a really good player. It's not that difficult of a proposition. Both players were listed with hamstring injuries on Wednesday's practice report and did not practice, you know, per the report. And the Titans also, though, busy elsewhere, as they signed former Miami Dolphins first-round offensive tackle Isaiah Wilson. So, again, the Jets, not exactly a difficult team to beat. Maybe if you're the Titans, this is the week to rest Julio and AJ and allow them to get right. Speaking of the Jets, more bad news for Robert Saleh's squad. Safety Marcus May is out 3 to 4 weeks with an ankle injury. You never want to see that. Tough cookies. It seems like the Jets, Jets are going to drop to 0-4 this weekend. Staying in that division, New England Patriots running back James White got some awful news on Wednesday. His hip injury appears to be season-ending, so very tough. One of the players in the NFL is just a lot of fun to root for. James White is awesome. So this is tough, tough situation there. And finally, as we wrap up, it wouldn't be, you know, a daily update if there wasn't a Matt Nagy thing. And Matt Nagy, you know, it's not really a thing, but Chicago Bears head coach Matt Nagy is obviously, you know, enamored with Andy Dalton. And for what it's worth, Andy was a limited participant in practice on Wednesday, while rookie Justin Fields was a full participant after making his rookie start and contributing to Myles Garrett winning Defensive Player of the Week on the AFC side of things. So that's what's going on in the NFL. There's a football game tonight. That's right. Thursday night football, the Cleveland, I almost said the Cleveland Browns, goodness gracious, the Cincinnati Bengals and the Jacksonville Jaguars set to face off. This year's number one overall draft pick in Trevor Lawrence and last year's in Joe Burrow. Going to be good times. We'll have you covered, of course, at Big Cat Country at Cincy Jungle and here on the SB Nation NFL Show. You got a new episode of The Look Ahead coming your way later on today with yours truly and Rob Stats Guerrero. So make sure you check that out. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show. Leave a rating, write a review, do all those wonderful things because they make us feel oh so happy and you want to make us happy, don't you? Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you next time.
From data privacy to the future of TV, retail media, and beyond, the world of digital marketing is constantly in flux. So how can you keep up? Well, the Current Report is there for you. Each week, marketing leaders on the cutting edge give you the latest insight. So if it's creating a buzz, they'll be talking about it. Subscribe to The Current Report wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this show comes from Vanta. Dealing with loads of spreadsheets, juggling different tools, and having to do manual security checks, it can be a headache to keep up with today's compliance and security programs. Vanta is the trust management platform that wants to simplify things and bring all your trust-building efforts under one roof, making growth smoother for your whole organization. Vanta lets you automate up to 90% of compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, HIPAA, and more. Strengthen security posture and reduce third-party risk. Get $1,000 off Vanta when you go to vanta.com/vox. That's VANTA.com/vox for $1,000 off Vanta.